Hello there, this is Mark, your fat friend from the Fat and Black Connection, and I'm here to tell you about Anchor. If you haven't heard about it, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Do me a favor and go download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started on your very own. A good day, everyone. I am Mark, your fat friend.
And I'm James, your black friend.
And this is the Fat and Black Connection,
where we talk about anything and everything. Well, you know, of course, as long as it interests us.
Yeah. Yes, indeed, because why would we want to talk about something that doesn't interest us?
Of course, that would be benign.
Right, right. So first and foremost, I want to call out, if you're watching our stream right now rather than listening after the fact, you'll notice up in that top right corner, we've got a little QR code logo for you. Give that a scan. That'll send you straight over to our podcast through anchor.com. Please subscribe. Additionally, if you are not currently following us on YouTube, please subscribe there as well, watch through some of our old videos. We're trying to grow our customer base, if you will. We've definitely seen our numbers increase over the last couple of weeks pretty significantly, which is nice. So we want to keep this going. We're definitely feeling some good mojo for this show, and we hope that you, the viewing and listening audience, enjoy what we're putting together for you. And by all means, as we say in the header of this show, this is a live interactive broadcast. We are live right now. It is January 25th at 10 a.m. Pacific. And we are on so many different platforms. James, yes. What are we on?
We are on Facebook. We are on YouTube. We are on Twitter. We are on Twitch. We are, for some reason, good morning, Tyrus. For some reason, we're on LinkedIn. I don't know how that all worked out, but whatever. We're there. So wherever you want to look for us, wherever you can find us, please come do so. Please send us messages after the show. We go through everything throughout the week. We're posting, Mark does most of the posting. I'm going to try and get better at doing that. But we're like getting in there and putting stuff up. So please check it out, comment, be involved with this however you want to do it. On YouTube, check out our old videos, leave comments. We try and go back and look at those. If during the show, leave comments. We definitely throw those in there as we go, if it interests us. So, but again, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, LinkedIn. I don't even know if, is there any more, Mark?
Daily Motion.
I don't even know what that is, but whatever, we're there too. So wherever we are, Fat and Black Connection, look us up. We have our own Instagram page, all that stuff. So we're going to definitely get more. We're interactive with our audience. So we want you to be interactive with us, especially during the show.
Yeah. And the same goes along with the podcast. Maybe you don't like looking at our faces. I understand. we are not the most attractive fellas. So by all means, if you'd prefer to just listen to the docile tones of our voices, you can go to anchor.com, look up Fat and Black Connection, and through there, Anchor will even say, hey, you can find this podcast through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Streamer, Breaker, whatever.
I found us on iHeart. We're on iHeart. So
that's right. Like, we're on Spotify. We're wherever. All over the place, so don't feel beholden to just watching us on Facebook or whatever. Go wherever you feel like best. And hey, if you've got a suggestion somewhere you'd like to see us, audio or video, let us know. We're more than happy to look into that. And so as we saw, Tyrus already checked in and called out the Niners. So let's
get it started.
Let's dive on into
What a weekend. That's all. Okay.
I got to tell you, I have not been doing any sports betting in a long time, but I used to do a lot of sports betting.
You would have lost some money this weekend.
Bro. I used to make pretty good money yearly, anywhere between 10 to 15 grand a year just on sports betting. And I am glad that I am no longer sports betting, especially after these last 2 weeks. We've had 10 games so far between last week's wildcard round and this week's divisional round. 10 games. And I've picked 3 correctly. And this last week, I was 0-4.
Yeah, I was 1-4. But, like, honestly, like, some the way those games went, I mean, I don't even know, man, I don't even know if the rest of these games are going to, like, this past weekend, can you live up to what, I don't even know if the next couple games can live up to what happened this past weekend.
Even Tyrus says, I didn't see this coming.
Yeah, like, honestly, like, for sure. Like, I didn't know. I don't know. Like, the Titans just didn't seem to – they just – like, they got stuff going, but it just wasn't – again, wasn't enough. The Rams – oh, yeah, let's just go through it real quick. Let's just go through it.
Let's just – so, first and foremost, Titans, Bengals. I think going into the weekend, this was the game I felt the most confident about. I felt like this was going to be a lopsided affair. I thought the Titans were going to dominate.
I didn't think – I mean, the performance that the Bengals had against the Raiders was good. I also did not think that they would be able to go toe-to-toe with the number one team. But this is what I was talking about, too, is that I said – the bye is not always a good thing. These teams are, when you're playing, you're already, you have that momentum, especially because you just won. You're going in against a team. Yes, they are rested. So if players who have been able to play are now back in the, you know, we're able to get back in the lineup, things like that, that's great. But that doesn't always mean anything.
I mean, to be clear, I still stand on that. I don't even think the Bengals should have been in this game. I think you go back and you erase that touchdown in that Raiders-Bengals game. It's a tied game. And I think it changes everything. You know, obviously we don't know. We can't go back. You know, obviously right. In the multiverse, we could try and find what actually happened there. But right. As we know today, that's not the case. So for me, I don't think the Bengals had a good showing against the Raiders. I think they had a decent game where they had poor officiating that worked in their favor. So that was part of what led me to think even more so it was going to be a one-sided affair. Ultimately, the Titans lost, and they didn't even look good. Mm-hmm. Derrick Henry, first game back, he should have just not come back. You know, he didn't have a good showing.
He did decent. It wasn't great, but I mean, the guy's also been out for most of the season. So, I mean, he wanted to get back. That was his main thing. He wanted to get back and at least try and help the team. Unfortunately, it just wasn't enough.
Yeah. And Steven says, I knew it was going to be one of the best weekends of football in a long time. And that it was, yes. It was a good weekend as a football fan.
Yeah.
Aside from, you know, obviously I'm a fan of the Titans and I would have liked to see more come out of that game. The games were really good. The games were tight. They were engaging. I don't think I saw any really bad officiating.
No, everything seemed pretty clean.
Yeah. So the Titans' loss is squarely on the Titans. Absolutely, the Bengals had a good game, we'll talk about them more in a moment at the AFC Championship. So moving on down to Kansas City at the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, wait.
let's put that on hold. I want to come back to that. Let's go over. Let's go over to the NFC. Let's start with TB12 and the Los Angeles Rams. Personally, I gotta say this. Last week on this show, I predicted that the Bucs were gonna win. So did you, begrudgingly, but so did you. However, I have confirmation from multiple coworkers that on Friday, before the weekend started, I did say that I was changing my mind and felt that I think the Rams were gonna show up and we're gonna show out and probably win. So while officially, as far as Fat and Black is concerned, I missed that one. I did prior to kickoff, if I had been betting, I would have gone with Los Angeles.
Right. Okay. I'm going strictly based off a show, so.
Oh, and okay.
And well, did you, I didn't see a post for this one. Did you put a score up for this one? I don't think you did.
I don't believe I did. I think, I just, because I had on the show said I was going with the Bucks, and then I had since then changed my mind. I was like, I don't even want to pick a score here, because if I pick a score and say I'm going for the Rams, then people are gonna be like, wait a second, you said you were going for.
That's all good. I'm sitting there. I'm watching the Rams game. I was able to watch all these games because on my phone. And so the thing was that the Rams, I'm sitting there like, you guys have this lead. And then again, you're not playing against a normal human being. Like, I don't understand how, like they said on the Rams did everything to lose that game. They should have lost. You let them back in. You let them back in hard, and you pulled out a win. So,
yeah, this was probably the only game where I saw one, I think, blown call, where I do think when Brady got called for, 15 yards for, what is it when you, like, piss off an official? Yeah, there we go. I didn't agree with that. I think Brady was right. He did take a bit of a headshot from the defensive lineman. I think that should have been called. But aside from that, that doesn't excuse the rest of the game, right? And so I think Tom Brady finally deciding to show up in the last quarter, last 5 minutes of the last quarter, that's what killed Tampa Bay's chances. They should have shown up from the beginning, and they didn't. And we know that Tom Brady has shown time and time again, he is the comeback kid. It was not enough.
I was sitting there going like, you let this dude back in. Like, there is no reason he should have been back in the game like that, but it is what it is. And so,
yeah, but ultimately the Rams move on to the NFC Championship. And let's head up north to the number one Green Bay Packers taking on the San Francisco 49ers. Now, I'm going to say the same thing I said last week about the Cowboys. In my opinion, the Niners did not beat the Cowboys. The Cowboys lost that game. The Niners just happened to be there and win. I don't think the Niners showed up. And really, in my opinion, I don't think the Niners looked at that point like a true playoff team. They're just happy to be there. You know, they got lucky. There were some really bad penalties by the Cowboys, so on and so forth. They make it to Green Bay.
I disagree. Here's the whole thing. I'm going to disagree with you on that. I think they played a better game in Dallas than they did in Green Bay.
I agree with you that the Niners had, just looking at their side of the ball, they had a better game in Dallas. That being said, I still think the Cowboys shot themselves in the foot so much that there was no coming back from it. Needless to say, going into Green Bay, the Niners are a garbage team. They played like garbage, except Green Bay played worse. Neither of those teams deserved to be in that game, in my opinion, by the way they played. And so, again, I'm going to say the Niners, while they got the W, Green Bay lost that game more than the Niners won that game. And so, for me, looking at, you know, the new bracket on that side, Los Angeles is going to stomp a mud hole, and I think they're going to be out for blood considering they've lost twice to them earlier this year.
They've actually lost the past six games to them. So
I understand. I think the Rams are going to be out for blood. And I think coming off of their last two games and how good they've looked, and looking at the Niners and how bad they've looked, to me, this is easy. The Rams are going to win this, and I think they're going to win by, I'm going to say 9.
I don't know. I really think that the Niners, they have precedence against this. So I'm thinking the Niners are going to win this.
Well, the fanboys are coming out, by the way. So we've got Gary checking in. Hello from 49er land. Will they make it to the Super Bowl? Mark says no. Then we got Steven checking in. I'd argue Niners defense and special teams played the best of any of the 8 teams playing this past weekend.
Oh, yeah. No, what?
No.
There's no doubt.
The Niners played the best defense? The best defense of the weekend? They had a good defense. Comparative.
Listen, it was that game came down. That game literally came down to special teams. That the blocked field goal, the blocked punt that was returned for a touchdown. So like that was. Oh, he's Steven's a Vikings fan. Really? I did not know that.
Man, they haven't been good since Adrian Peterson.
So, I mean, like, I don't know.
And here comes fanboy Tyrus. Niners defense did their job well. Special teams won that game literally. I do agree with that sentence. But you have to understand, weather was an element on both teams. I think Green Bay plays in that weather at least 3 games a season, where the Niners may play in that kind of weather 1 game a season, maybe.
That weather should not be anything for Green Bay. Like that's kind of end of the season football for them. Like that shouldn't even be a thing. So like weather, whatever. But yeah, no, like not, most of the Niners haven't played in games like that.
Defense looked better than the Niners defense, in my opinion. The Niners had the number one special teams. I'll give them that. But I think the Bengals defense looked better than the Niners defense.
That's what I'm saying. Their special teams won that game. And actually, the coach of the what's his name? I can't remember his name right now. The coach for the Green Bay said that the special teams needs to show up for Green Bay, which they didn't, and they hadn't shown up well in throughout the season. So he said this game, like special teams. Can lose this game.
Yep.
And they did.
Yeah. Yeah. So James, ultimately, what is your pick for the NFC Championship?
I'm going Niners and I'm going by a touchdown. I'm going by 7.
Okay. So we don't agree on this side. So you're going Niners, I'm going Rams. Let's go on over back to the AFC and talk about Kansas City Chiefs at the Buffalo Bills. And before I make any comments, we did have a comment a little while ago, and let's go ahead and start off with the comment from Tyrus. The overtime rules definitely need to change, but Chiefs versus Bills was a cliffhanger in the last minute. This game, the Chiefs-Bills was the best game, I think, from a purely entertainment standpoint. I think this was the best game of the weekend.
Just guns blazing.
Yeah, and it was a shootout. It was back and forth. Terrible defense on both sides.
Defense has broke down something fierce on both sides. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. I will say the interesting thing here is I agree with Tyrus 100%, and I've felt this way since the overtime rules came to the current format that they're in. I think each team needs to have an opportunity to have the ball, regardless. I think saying just because you won a coin flip, you get the first shot, and if you get all the way, you win. I don't agree with that. And the interesting thing is, you go back to 2019, the Chiefs didn't agree with that. They lost in the AFC Championship to the Patriots, And they proposed a rule in that offseason that it be changed, that both teams are given the ball, which was never even taken up for a vote because there wasn't enough interest. Just saying, you know, good on you, Chiefs, but just a couple years ago, you guys didn't like that rule.
Well, I mean, yeah, they didn't like the rule, nothing changed, so therefore, you know, we move on, and they happen to win the flip, and, you know, they happen to get the touchdown. Yes, I do agree. I mean, I do agree that, I mean, I think NFL should adopt some of the college football rules where, you know, if you get a touchdown, then you have to match it with a touchdown. If you get a field goal, you have to match a field goal or a touchdown to win the game. You know, or if you get a field goal, then it continues. If you get the touchdown, then you win. So I think that kind of thing would definitely be something they should look at for sure. But you know, if
Steven does call out, it's the best last 2 minutes of an NFL playoff game I've seen in my lifetime.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think this one was, they said, in the last like minute 25 or minute something, it was 25 points in the last minute. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was insane. I was yelling. I mean, my wife and kid are watching me watch this game and I'm losing my mind. Like, this is the first time in a long time I have been that amped up about the way a game was going. I feel bad for Josh Allen. This kid looked amazing. He left it out on the field and he was not given the chance to try and win that game. I think that
like, especially it's when your defense has to show up. That's when they have to show up. And they let Kelce go.
Yeah. Again, as I said, I think that game had the worst defensive game of the week, of the weekend. So ultimately, everything else. Let's just for funsies. So you've kicked out your idea or proposal for overtime rules. I want to kick out mine, and the reason I say kick out is because I think it should be a kickoff contest. I think you have hear me out. You take both the kickers from both teams and you have them stand at the goal line of one side, and whoever kicks it through the uprights on the other end of the field first wins it for their team. Who can do it?
From the other side of the field?
Yes, 110 yards. Who can do it?
Listen, the only person that might be able to do that was what was the old kicker from the Niners? Janikowski?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he might have been able to do that in Dallas. Or not Dallas, Denver, I mean.
So do they start at the 50-yard line and then just move closer, or I don't know. I just feel like
you're almost talking about a shootout.
I am. I'm talking about a shootout because that's what we see in soccer. That's what we see in hockey. Let's go to that kind of format.
But that's the thing is that in soccer and hockey, you have multiple people. In hockey, you have like what, four people that take shot on goal. You have in soccer, you have multiple people to take shot on goal. It's not like, and so those things are not, in football, you have one kicker and a backup. It's not like everybody kicks. That's the thing.
I'm just saying, I think there's got to be some out of the box idea to try. Cause
I mean, yeah, if you start off, yeah. Like, let's say, you know, if the only way I can see that working is that if the kickers would have to be up, I mean, the kickers don't do a whole lot during the game anyway. So in most cases, so, I mean, yeah, if you have your field goal kicker and they go and you start them at the, 20, 25, where's the, when they do the, point after, what is that? 25?
Point after try is from, yeah, the, I believe the 25-yard line.
Okay. So, yeah, you have him start there. And if you were to back him up, so we back up 10 yards. Okay, cool. If you, then, yeah, but see, that's the whole thing. And I mean, it could be a total shootout at that point. But then it's like, okay, let's say you get somehow they get to the 50-yard line and, you know, make it.
Point after try is from the 15, sorry.
Oh, okay, sorry, 15. Yeah, so then you move it back to the 25 and you keep backing it up. I mean, yeah, I'm like Steven said, I hate that idea. I am not a huge fan of that idea, but I mean, yes, it's something out of the box, but
hey, I think it forces you to make sure you have a good kicker on your team. It forces you to spend a little bit more money on that position, because if now you know you get into an overtime situation, that's where that person's got to earn their keep. I don't know. I'm just saying, I think it could be interesting to come up with something absolutely off the wall, because what they're doing currently isn't working. And there's a lot
like
of
I said,
fans.
I think I personally, yes, there are a lot of people who are upset, and because it's, you know, like either way you go with this situation, somebody in this situation, yes, the Bills were not happy, and it was because they had, yeah, what if your kicker gets injured? Yeah, that's another good question. But again, it's one of those things is where you have, it literally is the flip of a coin. And so, you know, if they called tails and if they had gotten tails, you know, they would have, of course, elected to receive, you know, especially in overtime. The only time I think I've ever seen deferment, of course, is at the beginning of the game. You're not going to defer, especially if, you know, the first score can win in overtime. So if they had actually won that toss, they would have received and possibly won. But again, this is another multiverse situation. Yes, maybe they did win in some other universe, but in this one, they didn't. So
one last comment from Steven. It takes the decision making out of the game, which a lot of coaches and teams take advantage of. So James, your Kansas City Chiefs, that was the one game you got right.
Yeah.
Are going to be hosting the Cincinnati Bengals in the AFC Championship. I assume you're still going with Kansas City to win.
Yeah, I think we're going to get I think we might have that rematch Super Bowl from a couple years back, where Niner fans feel like they got gypped. So we might actually see that rematch between KC and San Francisco. Who play in Santa Clara?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking with the way the Bengals looked, and they actually have a decent defense and have shown up, I think this is not going to be as high-scoring affair as what we saw this last weekend. I think Kansas City's going to win, though. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a lower scoring. I think it might be 21-17 Kansas City.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's going to be one of those things where I don't know anymore, but I definitely think that, I don't know if it's going to be, I'm kind of agreeing with you. In some cases, I think it's not going to be a super high scoring game, but yeah.
So, oh,
man, the road to Super Bowl. Here
so I assume you're picking Kansas City to win the Super Bowl against your prediction of Kansas City versus San Francisco. Are you going with Kansas City to win that?
Huh?
You're going with Kansas City to win that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Steven says he's going to be rooting for the Bengals, but he's saying it will be KC versus Los Angeles. I'm saying it's going to be Kansas City versus Los Angeles. Tyrus is saying the Rams didn't want to see of red again, so they restricted ticket sales.
They did. They absolutely did.
Then they pulled the restriction. Everyone knows the Los Angeles area are Raider fans. Yeah, I saw that that they were trying to make it so that only locals could buy tickets, and I think that's bad form.
That's super bad form.
But even then, I think there are a ton of Niners fans in the Los Angeles area.
Oh yeah, because like, so, they didn't have a team there for a little while, and San Diego, the Chargers are down in San Diego, so
yeah,
you know, there's definitely still a lot of Raider fans out there, but you know, a lot of Niner fans down there too.
So to be clear, I am going with the Rams against the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and I'm picking the Rams to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, you're picking the Rams to win the Super Bowl?
I am. Okay. I am indeed. So I'm not happy about that because last time they won one was against my Titans, but that's okay.
So they're gonna be a team that hosts the game before the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl.
Yes.
All right.
Sure, because that's a big deal, I guess.
There's only been like the only other team to actually do that would have. Well, actually, no, because Tampa Bay had to go into Green Bay last year before they beat Green Bay in Green Bay, and then they played in their own stadium. But this would be the first time that the team that actually is the stadium hosting the Super Bowl will have the championship game and then the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't think I don't care about that statistic, so whatever. I will say, after we do get the stats and everything coming out of next week, obviously then we'll start getting to see what some of the prop bets are going to look like. So I will make sure to print out a full list of prop bets, and we can discuss those in the 2 weeks coming up to the Super Bowl. But speaking of the Super Bowl, matchups and all of that kind of fun stuff, another important thing that does tie in with the Super Bowl is the halftime show.
Bro. This might be one of the greatest halftime shows. Dre.
Go on.
M. Mary J. Snoop. Kendrick Lamar. I mean, like, oh, man. I don't know. I'm excited to see this show. My only thing is what kind of censorship is going into this show?
Oh, I mean, I have to imagine that it's going to be clean. I have to imagine that they'll be choosing edits where, you know, it won't be entire songs, but it'll be portions of songs where they've already edited it and cleaned it up. You know, they don't want to have a Janet Jackson nip slip again. So, you know, they'll keep it right. And I do got to say about the lineup, I'm very confused by it. Dre and Snoop makes sense to me. Both California guys, both SoCal guys. But then I look at the rest of the lineup. And Eminem, for example, we know he's from Michigan. Not quite sure. I get that him and Dre have worked together and collaborated for years. But I thought the impression I got from watching the commercial was that they're going for a California Love kind of vibe. So where's E-40? You know, let's bring in some NorCal. Just saying. Show some love.
I don't know.
Are they going to have the Tupac hologram?
Oh man, that would be something else. No, and Kendrick Lamar is from, like I said, Kendrick Lamar is from SoCal.
Who is Kendrick Lamar? I don't think I know a single song by this guy.
He was bigger. Like when he first came out, he was pretty big.
Name a single song by him that was on the top 40 charts.
I can't remember anything right now. But like I know Kendrick Lamar, like when he came out.
How does he fit in this crew? When you look at these people, when you look at Snoop, Mary J, Eminem, Dre. Dre and Snoop make perfect sense. Mary J, okay, I guess I would have expected to see her on more of an East Coast kind of show, because she did a lot of work with
Puff, that's right,
Biggie and stuff.
No, but she, yeah, but she, yeah, Dre, yeah, that's right. Dre put produced one of her albums.
Okay. I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting. Again, I have no idea who Kendrick Lamar is, but the rest, I know who they are. I think they each have numerous hits, many of them working together. And so the only thing I'm going to say that if I don't see Eminem do Till I Collapse, or at least part of it, then it will not have been worth it. That is, if you go to most sports people, you know, athletes, announcers, everything, that is the joint that so many people tell you they listen to pregame to get hyped up. So, I'm sorry, Stephen, I didn't do any homework on Kendrick Lamar because I really couldn't care less, honestly. You know, if I don't know who you are, and I, for those of you that know me, I ran karaoke shows for over a decade. I have been in and out of radio.
But that was, again, before you did all that stuff before Kendrick Lamar even.
Okay, so this guy's been around for what, 5 years?
No,
he's somehow hanging out with these icons that have been doing this game for 30 years plus.
He's not that new. I don't think it's been 5 years. I think it's been a little bit more than that.
I'm just saying, I was running karaoke shows all the way up until about 2015, and I never heard of this guy. So either he's only been around for the last 5-7 years, and I don't know. Either way, doesn't matter. If there's no Till I Collapse, and I get it, Nate Dogg, you know, God rest his soul, but like, if there's no Till I Collapse, then it is not worth it.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
And what joint are you wanting to hear?
Man, I can't even think of anything right now. I'm thinking, I'm thinking the songs, but most of those songs were like Snoop and Dre. Like, I'm trying to figure out what they're all going to do together. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Tyrus says, Kendrick Lamar was a breath of fresh air compared to all the mumble rapping. Dr. Dre discovered Kendrick, and he blew up right after. Okie dokie. I'm not a fan of the mumble rap either. So, Steven's saying there will not be any Till I Collapse. Well, if that's the case, then I'm not watching.
Yeah, I'll watch it, Rick. I'm watching it regardless. I don't care.
Yeah. I think it could go either way.
Sorry. Actually, there's something I meant to say. I don't know what the heck happened. I had watched the entire game for the Bills and Chiefs. I was watching on NFL Mobile, so I don't know if they hear this, listen up. If the game goes into overtime, I want the whole overtime. Like, at some point, they went into overtime, coin flip, got kickoff, and I got through the first couple plays of overtime. Then all of a sudden the game just stopped on my phone, like through the NFL mobile app.
That's not just you. That's a known nationwide thing. So if you're watching the game through the NFL network, it's on a delay from the actual game. And what happens is once the actual game finishes on CBS, for example, and that's where this seems to be happening a lot, is when the games are on CBS. The feed cuts. And so their delay, they don't get the last 20, 30 seconds of the game.
Anyway, and so like I was heated because I was like, bruh, like I wanted to watch the end of the game. And so I had to, so luckily I had the SiriusXM app. And so I went, like I tried a couple times to refresh the screen thinking, you know, maybe just something happened with my phone. But no, I get, like you said, I guess it's a problem that's known now. So stop showing again, or at least like CBS figure it out. But so I went and I watched and listened to the rest of the game. Luckily, right before they got the touchdown, to end that game, I was able to listen to it, but I had to wait almost like 15, 20 minutes to even see the last play with commentary because I saw it on ESPN, but they don't have the commentary on ESPN because I guess some rights and all that kind of stuff. They showed the play, but I wasn't able to hear it with the commentary. Then, it took 10, 15 minutes and I was able to hear it with the commentary, but like, get that fixed.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. So moving on, want to give a quick shout out to a couple of our fans that help promote our show and enjoy our show. It's their 6th year anniversary, and that's Kayleen and Brian. Congrats, you two. That's great. Hopefully another at least 6 more for y'all. Tyrus.
6 more? I want way
at least
more
6
than
more.
That.
At least 6 more. Tyrus says, I'm surprised you haven't heard All the Stars by Kendrick Lamar and SZA. It was SZA. The theme to Black Panther and was playing during the credits. His album Mad City got him multiple Grammy nominations. Well, I watched Black Panther. I've watched it multiple times. I enjoyed the film. And probably if I heard the song, I'd know it. But just by the title, no clue. So I'm not hating. I'm not saying that the guy maybe isn't talented. I'm just saying I don't see how he mixes in with these other rap legend icons. I'm just saying.
You're forgetting Eminem's a rap god.
I'm not willing to go that far. So, so moving away from Super Bowl, moving away from football, let's talk about some upcoming movie and TV stuff. How about that? Does that sound like fun?
Cool. Let's go.
Okay, here we go. Let's first up, an Amazon Prime television show coming very soon. I'm excited for this one. Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power.
Rings of Power. So this I watched the was 9 rings to the Elven Kings.
Okay, if you're going to say it, let's get it right, okay? It's 3 rings to the elves. Rings to the dwarves.
No, 7 to the dwarves.
7 to the dwarves here. All right. 7 to the dwarves and 9 to the men. 10 to the men.
To the human.
10 to the men.
I thought it was 9.
Hold on. Let me look at my numbers. I actually, 7, 3, 7, and 9. So 9 to men and 1 to Sauron.
Yeah. Wow, and 1 to the Dark Lord.
Yeah. That was painful. So,
whatever.
So here's the thing. This series takes place in the Second Age. So for those of you that are fans of Lord of the Rings, the adventures of, you know, the hobbits and everything, this takes place before any of that. So this takes place in the Second Age, which is back before Sauron was defeated.
So this is before even the Hobbit.
Yes, long before the Hobbit. It seems like this series has a lot of openness to go wherever it wants, because there isn't a lot written. Obviously, there are some things within the Lord of the Rings trilogy and whatnot that kind of say, hey, this happened back then. But they have really an open book, so to speak, to really do a lot of whatever they want. And as Brian just called out, Amazon has F me money to spend on this. Did you see the behind the scenes clip on making the teaser? I did. Did you? So you watched the teaser trailer, right, James?
Yeah.
Did you see the behind the scenes on making it?
No.
Okay. As soon as we're done with the show, you need to go watch it, because that trailer is actually a piece of wood where they carved it out and poured liquid hot metal into it. And it's amazing. So wait,
all that wasn't like some computer generated thing?
Nope, that was all real.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so for those of you listening, watching, if you haven't seen the trailer, watch the trailer and then go watch the behind the scenes on making the trailer. It is quite impressive. And yes, Amazon has oodles of money to throw at this thing. And I'm sure they will. And I think they're going to do it right. I am excited. Very, very excited for this series. I'm a huge fan of, you know, this universe, if you will. James, what are you thinking?
I mean, I enjoyed, I actually have to go back and watch those movies. I haven't seen any of the Hobbit movies. I remember I saw Fellowship of the Ring. I saw Two Towers. And I haven't seen all of Return of the King. So, I mean, but like...
HBO Max has the full extended versions where they're each close to 4 hours.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yes. But, like, definitely, like, I'm interested, like, especially if you're telling me that they'd use a piece of wood for this, for that teaser, then, yeah, I'll definitely go back and watch. Oh, sorry. Trash truck is here.
Trash pickup.
I'll definitely go back and watch the making of, and, you know, because, like, that's exciting.
Yeah, I need to go back and
What's his name? What's his name doing this?
Peter Jackson?
Peter Jackson, yeah. Is he
I know he is attached to it. I don't know to what extent.
Oh, okay. Might just be
I'm sure,
a producer or something.
I'm sure Brian will tell us soon. Brian would like to see us do an extended Lord of the Rings Fat and Black watch through. That would be some very long videos.
Yes.
I'm not adverse to it. I will say that. But those would be some very long watch throughs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe
we can just watch regular versions.
I mean, the regular versions aren't that much shorter. So why not just, you know, why not just go big? You know what I mean?
Yeah. But anyway.
So another series, I believe it's a series. I don't think it's a film that's coming out and an exclusive for Peacock is Joe vs. Carol. Did you watch Tiger King on Netflix?
Nah.
I think you should. It's not amazing. I'm not going to try and pretend that it is. But it is entertaining. And just stepping back for one more second, we'll let this comment come through. So Tyra says, Amazon needs a new show. I enjoyed Jack Ryan and The Boys. I enjoyed Jack Ryan. Haven't watched The Boys.
Boys is ridiculous.
I've heard that. And so I plan to go watch it. I kind of wanted to wait at this point for the series to end and then watch it. Because I think it's still ongoing. Is it?
No, it's
over. Is the series over or the season's over?
I think the series is over.
Okay. Because, yeah. Oh,
and Tyrus, if you like those shows, Invincible, check that show out. It's another superhero, but it's animated, and it's that one. I enjoyed that one.
Okay. So yeah, Joe versus Carol. We've got the
so that's trailer the Tiger up on King, our page. Tiger King, and then the lady that apparently I know some about the show. I didn't watch it, but like
Carol Baskins.
She's the one that apparently like. They think that she killed her boyfriend or husband or whatever and fed him to the tiger and mm-hmm. all that kind of craziness.
Yes.
Okay. So,
I am excited to watch this because I did watch Tiger King and I thought it was super entertaining. There are moments that it's really hard to watch. I'm not going to lie, but I think you should absolutely just plow through it. It's not even a long series, James. So,
oh, okay. Is it still living on?
Tiger King? No, no. But
no, they're... no. Say, like, is it still on Netflix? I didn't even know if it was on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. It's still on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
And Tyrus said that there is a new season coming.
Of which show?
I assume he's talking about The Boys.
Oh, okay.
So if that's the case, then I might try and catch up before season 3 starts. And Steven calls out... If you guys are fans of The Office or 30 Rock humor, you got to check out American Auto on NBC. I am a big fan of The Office and 30 Rock. I have not checked out American Auto.
I watched the first two episodes of American Auto on Peacock. And it was okay. Like, they keep trying to say it's a new Office or new Superstore. I didn't really watch The Office too much. I've watched episodes here and there. Enjoyed it. And then Superstore, I watched every season. I watched that whole series, so I enjoyed that show. American Auto didn't quite catch me in the same way. Like those The Office didn't really catch me so much as like Superstore did. But
Superstore was great as well.
Yeah, I really enjoy Superstore. So American Auto doesn't have that same feel for me just yet. Maybe it'll take a few more episodes for me to really get in. The one I do like, the one I've enjoyed, is Grand Crew. And now people might be like, oh, it's because it's a black show. Yes, partially that, but it's also showing black men. I mean, because it's mostly guys and one guy's sister. But it's them not in the light that we always see a lot of black men in these like kind of thuggish kind of roles. They are friends. They go out and they talk. They talk real, and they, you know, they do hit stuff that happens in the black community, things like that, which is good. But it's not that same. It's not that stereotypical light that they show a lot of black men in on TV. So that's one of the reasons I really enjoy that show. But that's
well, and I will say one of the shows that I'm watching right now that I think is very good and I think casts the black community in a great light is Keenan. That has been a fun series now in its second season.
Which one?
On NBC as well. Keenan.
Oh yeah, no, I've enjoyed Keenan. Is that I see? That's the thing. I saw seasons one. Wait, did they? No, they just had the first season. Is that coming back? Because I didn't.
It's already back. It's like episode 5 of season 2 already.
Oh, I don't know how I missed that, but yeah, no, I definitely enjoyed Keenan as well. And then you know, Young Rock, which I knew got. I didn't know if Keenan got re-upped due to the, or whatever you call it, but renewed. Sorry, that's what I meant. Because I saw Young Rock got renewed, but I didn't see anything about any of the other shows at that point in time. So,
yeah, I enjoy Young Rock as well. And there's only been one episode for season 2, which is kind of weird.
That was a Christmas. That was, it was like, I think that was just like kind of one-off Christmas episode type deal.
Yeah, it was like episode 100, and it's like, you guys haven't done 100 episodes.
Yeah, that was like a one-off. That was like their Christmas special.
So, speaking about some really good TV, how about this week's episode of Book of Boba Fett?
Was that Kofi Kingston?
What did you think of this week's episode?
Wait, did I miss?
Did you not watch this last week's episode? You should recognize this individual if you watched it.
Oh no, then I must have. I don't know how I missed that.
Okay, well, this is going to be spoilers for you, so good times. So in this week's episode, we get the story moved forward to kind of where it crosses over with The Mandalorian. We get the backstory how Boba and Fennec Shand came together and how Boba saved Fennec, in essence.
Have a debt to somebody.
Yes, yes. And so now how Boba's going to go reclaim his vessel, the Slave One, from Bib Fortuna, because his vessel's been over at Jabba's palace, and so they're going to go get it. And it's a really good episode, James.
I literally don't know how I missed this. I've watched every. Oh, you know what? Wednesday. I don't know how I just didn't even think about it.
I agree with Tyrus 100%. This episode was probably the best one so far.
Okay.
It was quite enjoyable. Anybody who's been complaining about it moving too slow, this episode should be a backhand to you. Just saying. It was a really well-paced episode. Good amount of action, good amount of dialogue, engagement. We head back to the Sarlacc pit again. I agree with Tyrus. I think it was the best episode of the season so far. So I'm really disappointed in you, James. You know,
I don't know. I just, honestly, I don't know how I overlooked it. I have no real excuse for this. I just don't know how I over, because I pretty much have watched it on Wednesday, like at least before I go to bed at night. Like I've watched that's how I've watched most of the episodes. Or first, like, so midnight, Tuesday.
I mean,
midnight on
either,
Tuesday.
Either way, you know we're doing this show every Tuesday morning. And you
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how I missed it. Like, I just wasn't thinking.
And Tyrus is thinking that there's someone else other than the mayor or the Hutt twins running things because they all took off. Yeah, I think it's the Pikes. I think the Pike Syndicate, they're the ones that we're going to be going to battle with here. Now, who's behind the Pikes? Mark's suspicion? Darth Maul.
Was it? I don't even think that, I mean, okay, I'll go with you because, I mean, less things have made sense, but I thought Darth Maul was pretty much done in Clone Wars.
Maybe you should go back and rewatch Clone Wars. I don't know, man. Brian's saying Maul's actually dead.
I thought
Maul was dead after episode one. So,
well, yeah, I thought he was dead too. So, I mean, just them bringing him back was okay. I was like, all right, cool. I'll go with it. And then, you know, with his brother
and from timeline perspective, I think this might be right. But we'll see. We'll see. I digress. I would love to see live action Maul again.
But yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. Maul, that this has been what, another. So from the time Maul died and then through like Clone Wars, it's been at least what, another 20 years?
Yeah. And you know, Brian's right that he did die on Tatooine versus Obi-Wan in a rematch, but did he die? That's all I'm saying. He died in episode one, but then he came back. So.
Correction. He was just cut in half in episode one. He didn't actually, we don't know if he actually died. The man was cut in half.
Yes. I'm just saying, again, I'm throwing out a ridiculous theory because why not? It was ridiculous when Maul reappeared as the spider robot, you know, so.
Who was saying. Crazy.
Just saying is all.
So I have to go back and watch. Oh, just to answer Steven's question, if you were asking about Grand Crew, that's on NBC or Peacock. So most of those shows that we were talking about were on NBC Peacock.
Yeah, and some of them are on Hulu too. So,
well, I mean, Hulu's connected to those. So, yeah.
Are you getting more trash picked up? How much trash?
That's on the other. That's on the other side of the street. Right. Like, you know, I'm in that alleyway. They hit my side, and then I have to hit the other side as well. So.
Gotcha. So I did want to take a couple of minutes and talk about a more serious topic, if you will, because I do think this is something that will likely be affecting us here in the near future. And that is what's going on over in Europe with the Ukraine and Russia and the U.S. How much have you been following this, James?
Not a whole lot. I mean, I heard something about Russia coming into Ukraine and, or them line, not coming into Ukraine, but lining up tanks and soldiers along the Ukrainian border. And, you know, so and that was basically kind of super active aggression. And so that hasn't been something that the world has been liking. And so I know they were asking for, Ukraine was asking for aid and help. And
so to be clear, back, I think it was around 2014, the Russians invaded and took over Crimea, which was a part of the Ukraine. So they already invaded and took over part of that and have now claimed it as if it's Russia. They have many separatists infiltrating the Ukraine, and you can see that in that blue lined area that is controlled by separatists. There are estimates anywhere between 80,000 to 100,000 Russian troops lining the Ukrainian border. And multiple military bases have popped up over the last couple of years along the border. Russia's got their ships out there. It's not looking good. And the U.S., you know, tried some diplomacy, seemed like it was heading in a potentially positive direction, and then very quickly turned around to the point where the U.S. has now started evacuating the embassies in the Ukraine, as well as said, come out and said, do not fly to the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. So they haven't come out with an official travel ban yet, but I would expect we're probably going to see that in the next week. So it's not looking good. And this could become a proxy war where it's basically us and Russia, where really it's Ukraine and Russia, but us fighting with Ukrainians. And what this is causing on the opposite side of the globe, well, not opposite, but pretty far away over with China, is they're trying to flex their muscle now, flying military planes over Taiwan. As the U.S. is having warships going throughout the Philippine Sea. So it is not looking good. And again, this is a more serious topic than you're used to hearing us talk about a lot. But I do feel like we're heading down a negative path that likely could result in a loss of a lot of lives here in the next few weeks or months.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely hope it doesn't. I mean, I hope it doesn't come to that, of course. But it's not, like you said, it's not looking good. So, man.
Yeah, and of course, you know.
Really hope cooler. Actually, it's not really cooler heads prevail in this situation. This is not one of those kind of situations. But, yeah. I think like Russia just kind of cool your jets, man. Cool your jets.
Well, it's China who needs to cool their jets because they're the ones flying over Taiwan. Oh, and then, but
yeah, them too. But yeah,
no, I don't know. It was a joke. It was play on words, man.
Yeah, I get it. I'm just saying that's a tough situation, man. I don't know. I don't know. This is.
And speaking of a loss of life, better for the entertainment industry, with a couple of. Big hitters, Louis Anderson, comedian, Life with Louis.
Life with Louis. And that was one of my favorite cartoons growing up.
Yeah.
And then Coming to America, Coming to America, he was in those.
Yeah. So another loss there. And then same day, rock icon, The Meat. In Spice World.
I would do anything for love.
Yes, The Meatloaf. So it's been a rough start to 22 for the entertainment industry.
Yeah, but I think when I saw that, you know, like Louis Anderson died and then I saw Meatloaf died, I was like, man, what Mark said is very true. We it's coming to that point where people that we grew up seeing and stuff like that are going to start passing away, unfortunately. And because and that's why it's like some of the people that died, you know, over the past number of years. Yeah. Some of them have been like people that we watched. And they'd be like, oh, it's kind of sudden or whatever. But like some of these guys, it's like, oh yeah, no, they've been around for a while and we grew.
Yeah. So Meatloaf. I didn't realize he was 74.
Yeah. Like we grew up with these guys. And so it was one of those things that we saw. So we saw them. And when we were young, and they've been around for, you know, again, like while we grew up. And so now, you know, we're in our late 30s. It's like, oh yeah, no, it's like, yeah, they're getting up there too. So it's people pass away, unfortunately. I mean, yeah, unfortunately, but that's something that these people that we grew up with, they're getting up there in age now too. So.
I saw an interesting thing in the last couple of days where, you know, Betty White obviously passed away on December 31st,
right,
and she was 99. And this article came out saying that Martin Luther King, if he was still alive, if he hadn't been assassinated, he would have been 93 this year.
Dang.
As well as Anne Frank.
Would have been 93?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, wow, kind of puts things into perspective, right? Imagine if those two people with the, you know, especially Martin Luther King, right? Imagine if he had another, you know, 50 years to do the works that he was doing.
Okay. Now, I don't know how big you are on other podcasts, but I just started listening to one called the MLK Tapes. I mean, like, just some mind-blowing stuff. So if that's something that would interest you, by all means, check it out. I found it, I was listening to the radio one day and an ad popped up for it, and I was like, huh? And so I was like, I want to check that out. And so it's just kind of interesting. There's a weird backstory here. So
I actually recently started watching on Hulu, the MLK FBI, where it's basically, there's a lot of, it's very interesting to see some of the videos when they were, you know, looking into him. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, so that's on Hulu?
Yeah.
What is it called?
MLK/FBI.
Okay. I'll have to check that out. Check out MLK Tapes. I think they're only 4 episodes in. I think the podcast, it just started. It's already been recording everything. They're just releasing it in bits. I listened to the first 4 episodes all yesterday. They're about 45, 50 minutes long, most of them. But very intriguing. There's just a lot of stuff. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I was kind of like, man, I called my mom and I called my dad both yesterday. I was like, yo, check this out. And that was only 2 episodes in. Like, the first episode was what really got me. And the second episodes have been just kind of, and the subsequent episodes have just been kind of adding layer on stuff. And it's like, man, that is insane. Because the story that we know might not actually be the story. So check it out. Check it out and let me know what you think of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
By the way, speaking of other podcasts, Heritage House, I did my recording, man.
Yes, how did that go?
That was crazy cool, man. It was a cool experience. We got everything done fairly quickly. Apparently they were hearing some sounds from my end, which I don't quite know why, because like I don't really hear anything here. But they were hearing stuff, so we actually kind of worked that in. We kind of worked that into the scene as far as sound effects go. So it was kind of interesting to see how they pulled that off. But it was a lot of fun. So I'm really excited to hear the episode. I know they said that the episode that I'm in, which starts the 3-part series, mini series in the middle of the season, will be the first episode will air on February 13th. Yes, that is Super Bowl Sunday. So, again, I won't be able to hear it live just due to the fact that I don't live up there. So I will have to wait until the podcast
following
version.
Saturday.
Yeah. But I'm really excited to hear this episode because I'm in it. And I'm just, like I said, I've been excited for this entire series. I didn't listen to it right up front, but once I kind of started listening, it was like, oh, I'm in. So, yeah, a lot of good stuff this season. This season's kind of been kind of weird for me just because I'm just still trying to figure out how to catch up and some of the – it's just the kind of weirdness between the characters right now. But overall, I enjoy the show. If you guys have not heard it, please, by all means, go check it out. Go listen to season 1 and work your way through. Now, again, they do have these like mini episodes that kind of give you like a synopsis of everything, but those are cool. But I think to really get the full feel of the story, you got to listen to the whole thing. So check those out.
Absolutely. Secrets of Harridge House. It's on all of your favorite podcasting platforms. Season 3 is coming up to the halfway point. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun to work on, be involved with. I hope to continue to work on it and be involved with it. So,
yeah.
So yeah, you got anything else, James?
No, I just wanted to, well, I don't know if you guys have watched, Mark has started doing a, Flying with Fat series.
Yeah. I might try and find something else because I feel like the video is, and the video quality is not as good as I thought it might be. I might have to look at like maybe doing that one directly through Twitch or something.
Yeah, I mean that would be definitely something to look into. But I mean, like I've watched the two that you've done, and they've been fairly interesting. Yeah, the Boise one, like the first one you did, that was kind of meh. But the one over Las Vegas was very interesting because I'm like, wait, where are the, like. They took out the rides, like you said. They took out the roller coasters on some of that stuff. Like, they didn't even have the Statue of Liberty at New York.
Nope.
And then, like, as you were flying over, like, I was like, where's South Point? Like, I didn't see South Point on there. And then, like, I think when you finally turned it up today, I was able to see the M. But again, right where I am, that's still a vacant lot right there, which I was like, oh.
I thought that was weird too when I got to your place, you know, flying over your home site, if you will, and not seeing anything but a big dirt field. They've been really good about trying to keep the satellite imagery pretty up to date. And so, you know.
Yeah, no, but other than that, like I was like, that was kind of a fun one because with the drone and everything. So that was kind of cool to see.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing them like that with the drone and flying over like New York City, Washington, D.C. Maybe flying up the faces on Mount Rushmore.
Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah, no, I mean, definitely. That would be something that, like, I enjoyed watching. Because, like, I get the notification that you're going live. And I'm like, wait, what the heck? And then, like, I try and watch it. And the video will, like, start. And then it'll stop, like, randomly. And so I watch it later. But yeah, no, I've enjoyed watching your stuff. So.
Well, if you're enjoying it, then I'll keep doing it for you.
And you know, so other people check that out. I plan on starting my own little show. Hopefully we will get that started this week. And
can you give us any insight as to what it's about?
Oh, I'm just going to be coming up with lists, man. Just lists of things that I like, things that I've seen, and it's going to be called Black's List. So we're just going to kind of go through some stuff that I enjoy and you know, if you have any suggestions on what you'd like me to kind of go over on that, by all means, I'll take those suggestions, but hopefully I'll have the first, you know, I'll start doing that this week and hopefully at least get two out a month, if not more. So, look forward to, so just keep your eyes open for that.
Yeah, and to those of you that have just joined us here in the last couple of weeks as our audience is continuing to grow, welcome. You know, we've been doing this for almost a year. It'll be a year very soon. And we plan to keep this going. And so by all means, let us know what your thoughts are, what you enjoy, what you don't. And we want to make this...
We want to make this enjoyable for you. I mean, we do it mostly for us, but we also, since we have people watching, we want to make sure that you are also kicking in thoughts and letting us know what you think. And by all means, if you have something you want us to talk about, let us know. We'll be more than happy to take it into consideration.
Yeah. And if it's interesting to us, we probably will.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, if you've seen our header, I mean, we talk a lot about Marvel, even some DC stuff. We talk about the MCU. We talk about Disney, we talk about theme parks, we talk about a little bit of everything. So TV, films, other podcasts and sport, definitely. We love sports.
World events.
So yeah. Exactly. So yeah. So basically anything, like we say, anything and everything that we find interesting, we will definitely try and cover. But, you know, we also want to make this enjoyable for you too. So if there's something that you find interesting, let us know. We'll definitely take it into consideration when, you know, because definitely what you're interested in, especially if you're here, we're probably interested in too. So let us know what you think, and we'll definitely be more than happy to take that into consideration and talk about it. So again, also make sure you get your phone out, scan that QR code. That'll take you to our Anchor, our podcast on Anchor. So make sure you check that out. And, you know, we'd love to, again, listen to our old shows. If you're brand new, listen to what we've talked about. And if you have comments on old shows, by all means, let us know. Give us a thumbs up if you find us on like on Apple Podcasts, because that definitely helps us out. And five star or whatever they do, five stars, whatever, that'd be great. So however you guys want to do it, we appreciate you guys. Definitely do.
Let's go back and listen to the episodes that are titled The History of 1, 2, 3. if you don't know us and you want to get some good background on who
that,
we are,
that will do it.
Go back and listen to those ones.
That'll definitely do it. So yeah, we've done a lot. We've covered a lot. We've done a lot. Like we used to do, like you might notice our first shows, I think a couple episodes, we kind of just did off the fly. And then we started kind of trying to script them down. And then we were like, throw it out. So we've just kind of been going off the cuff, but we still kind of have some structure to it. So we definitely thank you guys for joining us and watching us, and the new people. Thank you for coming, and tell your friends, tell your family. We don't care. Just whoever. Tell whoever you think might like this. Tell them to come.
Tell your kids, tell your wife, and tell your husbands.
We podcast for everybody out here.
Out here in Lincoln Park.
Yeah, so just definitely, like, we just thank you guys, and make sure you subscribe. And we're just trying to get, you know, a lot of fun stuff out there for you guys. In this times of unsurety, I guess you could say. That doesn't make sense. But
whatever. Have a good shift, Tyrus. Thanks for joining us.
Oh yeah, man. Enjoy. Be safe out there, bro. But yeah, we just want to make sure we just kind of bring some light to shine a little bit of light in the darkness, you know.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. It's been real. It's been fun. It has not been real fun.
Oh, man. Typical close. All right, guys. We'll see you next week.